Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Bone of the Mo Thugs movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen, in a world full of followers, be proud to be different, be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. we got the dopest apparel, men and women, everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'm gonna ask you this though, what do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. This is the Misfits Gold Weekly Special. And today we've got a kind of a offset show. We really don't dig too deep into politics, but we will today. You know, I kind of want to open the show, fellas, with a simple question. Do you think that the politicians are too fixated on destroying each other and finding dirt on each other than they are the American people? And I'll start with you, Amos.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. I told you that you were cutting in right there. I was like, absolutely. But yeah, dude, politics is, you remember, like, both of them, both sides are involved in politics for their own particular power. Like, one wants the power as far as money goes, and one wants the power as far as power itself goes. And right now, all anybody's worried about is smear campaigns, trying to find dirt on somebody else, and nothing's getting done. It's like people are bickering and arguing. It's like, nope. Even though they may have a good idea, because they represent the other side, I can't actually say yes to it. Because my own political side will fucking tear me apart and I'll be ostracized. Ostracized. God, I can't fucking talk right now. But sorry. But yeah, dude, that's just kind of how it fucking works.
I mean, not only that, man, but all you got to do is follow the fucking money trail, you know? Nancy Pelosi has $150 million on a, you know, $150,000 annual salary as a senator. Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, you would think she could afford better polygrip or something, you know. I was watching a live feed with her the other day, and again, once again, as we talked about on a show in the past, her teeth were falling out. You know, you would think somebody with that type of money would get, you know, dentures that are implanted, not that have to use polygrip and your teeth are falling out. But, you know, the only reason I bring it up is because I watched an aspect of Joe Biden's speech today, and I think it was either Iowa or Idaho. Hell, I get more people on my live feed than he did. You know, that's pretty sad to begin with. But, you know, you look back and you look at the aspect of his interview yesterday where they actually confronted him on, you know, his groping and fondling of children and women. And then the other side turns around and says, well, Donald Trump did the same thing but with strippers. Well, first and foremost, that's apples and oranges. You know, we're talking about children here. We're talking about somebody's wife on stage. And if anybody can go on Google and search it, and you'll see plenty of video of Joe Biden groping children. What do you think needs to be handled in that aspect as far as the American people's standards are set?
I mean, man, I've been screaming about this for months and months. All this shit goes back to fucking Jeffrey Epstein's island, you know? We have some type of a deep-seated, high-level fucking pedophile ring that is ravaging our government. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised after it's all said and done that it's 60 to 70% of our politicians are somehow involved in all these things that are fucking going down between the fucking FISA documents and fucking John Podesta, you know, Hillary Clinton's fucking campaign manager who's now in prison for being a fucking pedophile. I mean, how is it that Hillary Clinton has fucking, like, 300 friends who are all just raging pedophiles who are in prison, but she and Bill are the only ones who don't know shit about it. Even though Bill Clinton himself went to fucking Jeffrey Epstein's island 27 fucking times. You know, we're finally, because of the internet and because of, you know, a few people like Julian Assange, who's sitting in fucking prison right now, you know, have exposed some of the corruption in America, you know, and it's long, deep-seated corruption that's been there for a long time that people haven't fucking realized until now.
You know, one thing that surprised me a couple weeks back was the Pope came out and he kind of disrespected President Trump. In my mind, he's talking about, why do you need a wall? Well, that's kind of hypocritical, considering the Vatican is surrounded by walls. You know, would you say that's calling the pot that's calling the kettle black, MF?
Look, the Vatican is its own fucking thing, dude. You know, it's not even classified. Yeah, it's its own fucking country. Like, it's not even classified in Italy. You know what I mean? Like, it is its own motherfucking country. So, yeah, it's super hypocritical, dude, because it's like, okay, you got locked doors. Well, why you lock your doors? It's not like, you know, people are just going to break in your house. Oh, is that so? You know, then you look at just protection. It's like, who's coming in? Who's not coming in? Are they bringing diseases? They're like, fuck, you travel state to state. What are they checking for? Fruit. Because they don't want your ass bringing a boring-ass fucking disease and fucking up their crops. So, in principle, it's the same thing. But the Vatican, it's like, how many documents do they have that are behind walls? How many, you know, how much shit are they hiding that's behind walls? Why are they themselves behind a fucking wall when they're actually literally in fucking Italy? You know, think about it.
And I mean, just to kind of tag along on this, man, the American government paid to build a north and a south wall around Israel. I mean, you know, our government gave out hundreds of millions of dollars to build a fucking wall around Israel, but yet now somehow fucking Israel, you know, because we have 80 members of our Congress who are dual citizens, you know, now they're the ones on the left who are in control of the media who are saying that we can't have a fucking wall. Even though Mexico has a goddamn wall on its southern border. Doesn't make any fucking sense.
Absolutely. All it is political fucking money hustling and race hustling and fucking sympathy ploys and all types of fucking fear mongering. It's fucking horse shit.
Well, yeah. You know, you actually, Travis, you guys both brought up two tremendous points, and I'm going to feed off of both of them. One is, about a month and a half ago, a report came out that 98% of the priests or fathers in the Catholic diocese are pedophiles. It became such an issue that the Vatican had a representative system, and is, you know, of course, they're not governed by anybody; they're governed by themselves. And I posed the question to some people: is this the end of Catholicism? And I personally think it should be, you know, because if I can't, trust my child at church, then where in the hell can you trust them? And, you know, you look at that aspect of it, and you think about that, and it kind of really digs deep with you. And then, you know, another aspect I want to talk about is Travis, you kind of brought it up. You know, when we look at the way the politicians are going about things nowadays, the way they're tearing each other apart, why is it that people are so inept to take to an obvious pedophile as Joe Biden? You know, people could disagree with me. I did a post about, Barack and Michael Obama, and, you know, you can go back and you can listen to several interviews, and people, like I said, you can call me conspiracy theorist, you can say whatever I want, but his actual voice doesn't lie. You go back and you search it on Google, and you'll find where Barack Obama says, well, Michael and I, and then he catches himself, and he does this not in one, not two, not three, but multiple videos. And then you got Joan Rivers, who says, you know, we have our first gay president. You know, Michelle Obama is a transgender. You know, why are people so blatantly fucking blind?
Well, I got to jump on this one real quick, dude, because I got a real quick analogy for it. You think about why people, you know, you're asking why people aren't turning on Biden because of all this proof right there? It's the same reason why people know their fucking spouse is cheating, but stay with them until they see it with their own two fucking eyes. It's the same thing, you know what I mean? You put so much time, effort, spirit, being, and, you know, believing you were doing the right thing and believing they were doing the right thing, and no matter how much proof you get, you're still going to sit there and question it until you see that shit with your own two eyes. And then how many people would see it with their own two eyes and believe that they didn't see what they saw? You know what I mean? And that's all
your
question.
Do you believe that we have already had our first gay president?
I believe it's possible. You know, I definitely believe it's possible. Hell, the way things are going in society and how much dirt is getting brought up on all these politicians and shit, it wouldn't fucking surprise me. They could be lizard people for all I know.
Have you seen her back? Her back is whiter than Brock is. It's surreal. They had one of her, like, an open back.
She do got some broad ass shoulders.
She looks like Terry Crews from behind.
Jesus.
Well, I'll have to send you guys a link to a documentary that I watched.
I'm not trying to look at no man naked dog.
No,
I'm not trying to see no
wiener. It's actually done by
a
psychologist. It's a psychologist and a doctor, and her study was actually in human anatomy and different aspects, and she works with transgenders. And her husband also speaks on the documentary, and he's a law enforcement official. And they break it down, you know, to show proof. And they state in this documentary that there is no way that Michelle Obama can be a woman. And then you take it a step further, and like I said, people, if you don't believe anything I'm saying, you know what, Google it, you will see. Google Michelle Obama dancing on Ellen DeGeneres. And I got to tell you, if she's not a man, I'd sure as hell like to know what the hell is swinging around in her pants when she's dancing. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw that video, but if you did, what was your take on it?
Maybe it was a banana. Maybe she was hungry. Yeah, maybe she was saving it for later.
Maybe she was just happy to see Ellen.
Man, I'm not even going to go there. Y'all going to try to take me sideways today, and I want to go there. But
I just wonder about Michelle Obama having a wiener, bro. They're just saying we're taking it sideways. No, we're just enjoying the conversation.
It's amazing to me how people could be so blatantly blind and stupid. Now, on a serious note, though, do you believe that? Yeah, and I know this is a conspiracy aspect, but do you believe that, in fact, that a month after Joan Rivers announced this to the press, to the public, she was no longer with us? Do you believe that has any direct affiliation?
I mean, again, Don, in all of these cases, man.
Follow the money.
Yeah, and at high-level media, I mean, again, we go back to, you know, Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton has a body count of like 80 fucking people, man. Like, her only friends are either dead and have shot themselves in the back of the head twice or are in prison for being fucking pedophiles, man. This shit runs so deep that I don't believe any of this shit isn't fucking scripted in one way or another anymore, man.
Well, dude, and that's why I always crack jokes about it, you know what I mean? Like, some guys go in black suits, and I'm not trying to commit suicide with two in the back of the head.
Yeah, right.
No, what happened? Oh, he shot himself in the back of the head twice. But now, how the fuck did that even work?
Yep. Gary Webb, son.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It doesn't take a rocket scientist. Hey, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to look at Hillary Clinton and realize she's a dyke. I mean, Bill must be blind or he likes getting rode from behind. And I make that statement with all my heart because, I mean, you look at Hillary Clinton. She does. She looks like a screaming, raging dyke to me. I'm sorry if I offend people. This is my kick off your shoe show, and if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. You can move on. You know, I made several derogatory statements on Joe Biden's, you know, trail or run for presidency today, and I got a lot of hatred back, and I love it. I think the libtards are tremendous. You know, why is it that the Liberal Party is falling apart? We kind of talked about this on the last show. The Liberal Party is falling apart. A lot of liberals are saying, don't walk away from it, run away from it. What do you think they're going to do now with Joe Biden and all the controversy behind him moving forward?
The same thing, dude, from what I was reading and the things I've seen. He's not as popular as what media is making him out to be. Like, there's really there's no unity amongst the Liberal Party right now. And like I said, like it kind of scares me, bro, because that's checks and balances, you know what I mean? But right now there's too much infighting. Like all the extreme measures and all the shock value and all these tools that they were using to, you know, attack the Republicans' image, now pretty much once that shock value was once they didn't have it, I'm sorry, I can't even talk right now, but once they didn't have that shock value anymore, you're like the race card, the oppression, you know, blah, blah, blah.
PC culture.
PC culture, thank you. Thank you. But yeah, no, it's like once they didn't have that as a weapon anymore, they pretty much had no way. It's like taking care of a bully, you know what I mean? If you just fucking take what they're saying and just don't really give them a reaction, they start freaking out. Then what happened? As soon as fucking, you know, the Republicans stopped actually messing with them and actually were like, okay, well, we're just going to take this to court. Smart on their part, you know. But it took away all the weapons that the left has, and now the left is literally cannibalizing themselves because they have no real message. They have no unity. They have no champion, nobody to pull them together. Their whole sole purpose right now is just to disrupt Donald Trump in any way, shape, or form. And even then, it shows in politics, dude. It's like, so no matter if you could agree with this policy or look at all the things he's actually doing, you know, but still say, oh, he's a mean guy, oh, he's unethical, oh, he's this. But yet, you got the groping, you got the pedophilia, you got the fucking murders, you got fucking assassinations, you got all this shit. But it's like, it's they're programmed to hate the dude because he represents something that could destroy every little, what would you call it, sense of their own being, you know what I mean? These people that super identify as liberal Democrats, it's right now like they're afraid. And you can't fucking blame them, dude, because their party doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. And like I said before, I'm worried about it, dude, because if the Liberal Party actually falls, there's going to be no checks and balances, nothing to keep the, you know, the right wing in check, which in form is going to lead to a form of extremism, and that's going to bring forth what they are trying to stop in the first place, which actually isn't there right now. But if they crumble amongst themselves, because think about it, dude, like Biden, fucking Michelle Warren, fucking Kamala Harris, like for real, like Beto, like nobody's going to go against Trump. And number one, number two, on a strategic front, you got to think everything they've been doing to him for the last 3 years, wasting their fucking time, he's going to be able to use against them now. Why? Because they did it to him, and he can turn around real fucking quick. And I guarantee you, he's probably just waiting for the presidential run. Because why bust out all the juicy shit right now? Nah, let's take him down when it fucking matters. And Trump's going to come in and fucking, you know, things are going to go fucking one way or another. And like I said, dude, I still do not fucking trust Trump. He's a fucking greedy businessman who's in it all for himself. But that is the thing that makes him easy to predict. You just got to take out your fucking emotions. Stop looking like, oh, he's a fucking asshole. It's like, dude, name one person that you don't know is an asshole. Name one person that isn't fucking selfish. Name one person that doesn't, you know, give a fuck about anything but themselves. Name one. You know at least somebody. You know what I mean? There's always going to be somebody. And there's Donald Trump represents America more than any other president has. He's brash. He's arrogant. He talks shit. He swings his fucking dick around because, you know, when he's got power, he's got money, he's got authority. Fuck porn stars, married a porn star, you know what I mean? Did all these things for all the fucking minority groups, you know what I mean? Like his fucking golf resort in Florida, everybody hates on him, calls him racist. That was one of the things, like, yeah, I'm going to talk about this shit because it doesn't necessarily irritate me, but I've liked Trump since the fucking 90s, you know what I mean? Before he was even president, before all this fucking racial shit was going on. His fucking, what the fuck was the name of the golf course? But the one that's in Florida, he actually bought it from a rich fucking white family that was, you know, trying to keep it all exclusive white people. Trump bought it and spite them and let all minority groups come use that fucking golf course. That was one of the, like, the slights that he does. Like, he does slights against all the fucking, you know, big money corporation groups, the fucking rich, wealthy, like, white elite. And he's all fucking against it, and that's why they fucking hate him. Because all the race hustlers and all the race baiters are like, oh, fuck, he's taking away every fucking weapon we have. It's fucking pitiful, dude. It's like, this country can't come together because everybody's so busy fucking arguing and fighting amongst themselves. But don't realize it's like, we need both sides. We need both opinions. That way there's a checks and fucking balance, dude. Like, it's not that complicated. But everybody wants to hate Trump. Everybody wants to hate this group. Everyone wants to hate this group. And the group that preaches peace the most is the most fucking violent right now. Like, how does that even fucking work? You know what I mean? It's like, no, you're evil. I fucking hate you. You're evil. I hate you. It's like, dude, I'm sitting here fucking drinking Starbucks. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit. You know, I know we talk a lot about different things on this show, but, you know, I got to tell you, you know, I don't know, man, this thing is going crazy, you know, and it's like, the more and more I look into things, the more and more I'm starting to realize that, you know,
so
we're screwed all the way around. You know, we're just getting screwed all the way around. I tell you what, you let that son of a bitch Joe Biden touch my kid like that, and we got a problem. You know, I don't care if people hate me. They already took my post down from Facebook, where I did a poll. You know, are the politicians tearing themselves down more than they are helping the American people? They just removed it, so I mean, I'm cool with it. Do what you got to do, but at the same time, what can we do? I mean, I'm not going to vote for fucking Bernie Sanders, bro. That's like voting for a crackhead. I'm just not going to fucking do it. What are your thoughts on how we can fix this as an American, society? How can the American people come together and fix this problem? I mean, I don't think we can, but what's a possible solution or aspect to that road?
First and foremost, it's absolutely possible. But do I think that the American people are actually going to stand up and do anything about it? Fuck no. They're way too docile, dude. Way too fucking stagnant. All they care about is their TV shows, arguing about politics, jumping on social media. Nobody's trying to grow. Nobody's trying to come together. Everybody's looking at our differences. Nobody's trying to look at our fucking similarities. You know, it's all just fucking bickering and arguing because they're being told to fucking bicker and argue. And that's the whole point, because if these people actually came together, we might be able to fix something. You know, left wing, right wing, same fucking bird. It's the same fucking thing. You know, like, Bernie come in, he's a fucking socialist. He just pretty much programmed all these young kids to be like, oh, more free shit? Rad. And it's like, you know, I kind of feel bad for him. Like, these kids completely got brainwashed. You're like, think about it. Like, his whole fucking demographic is people under the age of 25. Like, real shit. Like, so your whole demographic of people is people that their brains aren't fully developed. That's fucking great. You know? And even then, dude, on the Republican side, it's like, they're just as fucking bad for what they're doing. You know, it's like, you're not trying to fucking help the matter. It's like, now everybody just wants to throw their fucking dick around. Why? Because they got bullied for the last 8 years. Understandable, but you're not fucking helping the matter. Nobody wants to take responsibility for anything they're doing. So the only way I believe that people would actually be able to come together would be just like what we're doing, actually have conversations. But you can't do it on social media. You can't do it over a phone. You got to do it, like, covertly, you know what I mean? You got to talk to people and just talk to people. Because the second you put yourself out there on the forefront, they tear you down almost automatically. So it's like, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? Sit there and fucking take it, you know, sit there and act like it doesn't fucking exist, sit there and fight and fucking, you know, probably not succeed. It's like, what do you do? It's not going to be a quick fix. It's not going to happen in 2 years. It's not going to happen in four. It's not going to happen in six. It's not going to happen in fucking 10. You know, it's not going to happen. It took fucking years and years and years and years and years for us to get to this fucking point. Like, ever since the industrial revolution, dude, like, this whole thing has been set in motion. And right now it's just coming to a head. Like, the new world is trying to birth. Oh, well, that old world is still trying to hold on to all their fucking old money. So what's going to happen? I don't know. But at least chaos is fair, dog. That's why I said I fucking, you know, I supported Trump just on that because I thought he was going to bring the rain. And that's exactly what that motherfucker's doing. He's bringing it because all because of him, it's shown how corrupt the government is, how fucking, you know, crazy shit really is, how one-sided it is, how the media is totally completely fucking biased and they're brainwashing fucking everybody, how the UN wants to control the fucking world. You know, he's pretty much showing all of this. It's like, you may not like him, you may not support him, you may think he's fucking racist, you may whatever, but he's opposing the side that's running right now, or the side that has control. Do I know what's going to happen because of that? But it's like, well, you want some change? Let that motherfucker go in there and create some chaos, and we'll see what happens after it.
I mean, what scares me, Don, is if you look around the world, man, look at France, look at Britain and fucking Brexit. Yeah, you look at all these other countries, man, and it's fucking rioting in the streets. Look at Venezuela today,
yeah,
you know?
Didn't fucking CNN and fucking somebody at BBC get kicked out of Venezuela because they were filming the riots?
Fuck yeah. And now, I mean, Venezuela is in a full-blown fucking coup. The military is in there with live ammunition, killing fucking citizens.
Running them over.
They're trying to overthrow the fucking government, you know? And you look back on that, and it's all linked to the same shit, this fucking centralized banking fucking bullshit. You know, so it's like this shit is happening everywhere in the world. But like MF said, it's like Americans are so docile and they're so trained and everything is so happy over here. And it's like our fucking programming and our mind control with that fucking TV is so good and they have so much that people are just sitting here eating shit while the rest of the world realizes that we're into the shit. People have realized that governments are fucking incredibly fucking corrupt. And it's like everywhere else in the world, it might as well be the fucking apocalypse. It's just not here right now.
Yeah. Well, look at it this way, too, Don. You got to think, like, at least
7 out of 10 times, bitching you hear about is going to be like, you know, well, this person didn't use a proper pronoun, or I hate this religion, or something else is going on. But when you really think about how easy life is, because if life was really hard for them, they wouldn't have time to sit there and come up with these little fucking quabbles that they have no business even fucking, you know, worry about, because it doesn't fucking concern them. And it's not even like, it's not life or death. It's not life-threatening. It shouldn't fucking affect your mood. You know, I'm gonna keep that gangster. It shouldn't affect your mood. But nonetheless, life is so easy for people that they can come up with little bullshit like that to get up in arms about and say that you're a fucking demon and you're not even a fucking person. Like, how does all that shit work?
Most definitely. You know what? While you were talking, I truly appreciate the words, but Joe Biden's nephew called in. Welcome to the show, Cash 916.
What's up, dog?
What's up, homie? Are you mad? We talking about your family?
Hey, I don't know who the fuck that is. I don't give a fuck what they got going on. I know what the fuck I'm doing. And I'm living my motherfucking best life. Fuck that shit. That's how I come at motherfucking Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Hump day, fuck everybody, bro. I'm living good, bro. It's fucking nice out here in Sacramento, boy.
It is nice outside too.
That's funny as hell, man. Y'all be killing me. You know,
that was a funny joke, Don. That was a funny joke. I got to give that one to you.
Right, I was really like, I actually sat there for a second. I was like, wait a minute, is this motherfucker really on the phone right now?
I was waiting to see how he was going to introduce the kid. You know what I'm saying? I was waiting to see how he was going to do it. And, good job, man. Good job. I'm proud of you. Shit. Surgery didn't fuck you up too bad.
Oh, shit. I got to have another one. You know, but I don't know, man. I don't know how much of the show you listen to, but we've kind of been taking things on.
Just a few minutes. Not much.
Hey, but you know what? I'm going to do something I never do. I'm going to call my sponsor, who is a fucking staunch Republican. And I don't know if I can get him on the
show. Why would you do that?
Because I can. Let's see if he picks up the phone.
Hell's Kitchen. Who's for speaking?
Hello.
Hey, Joe. We're doing the weekly special, man. You're live on the air with us. I want to let you know that first and foremost. But we're talking.
You called me at the wrong time. I'm driving.
Quick, run it.
Oh, you're driving, man. You can talk while you drive, bro. Biden gropes children while you speak, so, I mean, you can do the same thing, right?
What's that?
I said Joe Biden gropes children as he speaks, so you can drive and talk.
Yeah. Well, they just stand there and try to pull away.
Well, Joe, you commented on my post. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to call you. Facebook took it down. I knew they would. But what are your thoughts on the aspects of politics and Joe Biden running for president? And what are your thoughts on Donald Trump?
Are you kidding me?
I really just asked you.
Do you really want to know? I mean, fuck.
Yeah.
Dude. That's like opening up a whole can of worms and going down the fucking rabbit hole all at the same time.
Well, let's do it, bro.
First of all, I think there's a lot of shit going on within the other party. Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. I think everything's all fucked up at this point in time. As far as Joe Biden running, I don't think the guy should be running. I don't think anybody from that political party has the right to. All they've done in the past three years, is fuck with a president that didn't do anything. They wasted our money. They wasted our time and proved nothing doing it. And now they can't accept that either. They couldn't accept he won. They couldn't accept that there's no collusion, but there's going to be collusion because they're going to prove it.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think them being fixated with trying to find something dirty on Donald Trump has totally destroyed the Liberal Party as we knew it?
I think they were already fucked as it was. They just didn't show their cards. I think my opinion is they went to the dark side completely, and now they don't know how to come back. I think they thought that they had enough people brainwashed that they could do whatever the hell they wanted, and people would just roll over and play dead. I think they tested the waters, and the water didn't plan out the way that they wanted it to. Now they don't know what to do to go back. It's just my opinion.
Oh, and that's cool. The next question I'm going to ask you might get me fired from being sponsored by you, but, you know, it's a chance we all got to take in life. Do you honestly think that the United States has already had its first gay president?
If you're talking about the chick with a dick, that's a possibility. That's a total possibility.
We're all dying over here. You know, because you look at it. Okay, we talked about this earlier, and I just want to kind of fill you in real quick before I let the guys ask you a couple questions. You know, Joan Rivers came out with the announcement that we already had our first gay president.
She's dead.
Yeah, she ended up dead a month later. Do you think that, as with the other panel, you know, that's on the show today, that they felt that, you know, you follow the money trail? What are your thoughts in that aspect?
I think that if you've been in office as long as some of these people are, you don't even have to follow a money trail. They're corrupt as corrupt to be. There should be no political party that's ever allowed to take. What the hell was that?
It's one of the other people on the show sneezing or something, or coughing or laughing.
No, didn't you hear something about you are now in the fifth queue?
No. Well, you're on the show.
Somebody came on the phone, dude.
Yeah, it's probably the FCC, but we're still within our guidelines. So if I'm not in my guidelines, I'll get a warning. But I'm still within my guidelines right now. So, you know, as far as that goes, we're good.
You know what, Don? In my opinion, there should be no political party that's allowed to stay in that office longer than a few years. You start staying in a lifetime, you're going to be corrupt. There's too much money to be had to not be corrupt. You know, if these people are walking around saying they're not, they're full of shit. How are they becoming multi-millionaires on $100,000 a year? Living in $20 million mansions, flying around in private jets, you know, but yet there's no corruption. And I'm saying that across the board for any of them. It doesn't have to be any political party in general. I'm just saying that you become a lifetime politician, you're going to get corrupt. That's my opinion.
Most definitely. MF, Travis, Johnny, any of you got questions for Joe?
Hey, man, it's quite funny. He hit on a lot of the same, you know, topics that
okay.
we did.
Actually, I got a real question. Your name's Joe, right?
Yeah.
MF, pleasure to meet you. Do you have faith in humanity, and do you like humans?
I have faith in some humans, not all.
Fair enough. That was it. That's all I really want to know. If you did, yeah, that answer was perfect. It was like, you know, I have faith in some, but not. It's, you know, most, everybody else. I dig it. That's an honest answer. I'll take it. I'm waiting for the fucking floods to come. You know, I want chaos. I'm waiting for humanity to just.
Go ahead, Joe.
How do you have faith in all humanity when you see so much bad?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's the point, brother, man. You try to look for the good, but that's more difficult than it seems. The task itself is simple, but it's not exactly easy.
The analogy I use, and I don't know if this is a good analogy or not, but this is the one that I use. When you put too many dogs in a yard, they're all going to eat each other to find out who's going to be the best one. Well, there's so many goddamn dogs in the yard anymore, there's no good.
You can't have good. You can't even turn to your neighbors anymore for help. Nobody wants. They want to film you.
Well,
you know,
your house is an animal family, dog. You know, I mean, we just tend to think that we're fucking higher because we have reasoning and we have fucking speech, but we're still fucking animals. You know what I mean? Then you fucking group us up, throw us in these fucking neighborhoods where everybody's right next to each other. It's fucking anxiety, dude. You can't fucking drive to work without feeling like you just want to cuss out like six motherfuckers on the way.
I got a question for you. I got a question for you, Joe. How do you feel about Andrew Yang and the idea that he's going to save the world by giving everybody $1,000 a month?
Where's he going to get the money from?
He's going to dissolve Medicare. He's going to dissolve Social Security. He's going to dissolve food stamps and everything that there is now, and then he's going to tax Amazon and Google and a few Apple and a couple of the big companies.
Okay, well, when he's underwater and the United States underwater from it, what are they going to do then? Because they're saying they're going to. Yeah, well, what's $1,000 going to get you? Plus,
right.
By that time, a loaf of bread's going to cost $1,000.
Yeah, most definitely. I got to agree. You know, the thing of it is, I also saw where they're talking about taking away the aspects of, or at least half of the aspects of, people who took out student loans in the past. They're talking about just cutting their student loans in half. You know, that's another issue that, you know, really upsets me, because first and foremost, you know, you can't just take away a debt that is owed to the country, owed to, you know, private parties in different aspects. You're not
sure
just,
you
know,
can, Don. Sure you can. Don't you know that?
Is it cool if I jump on this for two hot seconds?
Go ahead, MF.
Cool. I just really got to get it down, because this subject actually fucking, you know, it twists my fucking nipples, dude. Like, I'm not a fan of it. Because, you know, I dig it, you know, trying to get rid of everybody's debt for fucking college, but it is not my fault nor anybody else's fault that you got suckered into fucking paying $100,000 fucking dollars for a job or for a piece of paper for a job that didn't fucking exist. You should have done better research, Mr. fucking educated. You know what I mean? Go out there and fucking do something. You could have went and spent that $100,000, not even that, on a fucking trade school. And you want debt forgiveness? Fuck that. Work that shit out.
Oh, but wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. I have to interject. I'll tell you what a friend of mine told me, that's a college-educated man, okay? I heard you say something about trade school, okay? I said the same thing about trade schools. I believe that if you want to be a brain surgeon, you go to school just to be a brain surgeon. You don't need history. You don't need math. You don't need all that shit. You just go to school and become a brain surgeon. You're going to have better brain surgeons. But they've got these kids in these colleges believing that trades are theories. Oh, that's a theory. Well, no, there's no theory behind a trade. A trade's something that you get that nobody could ever take away from you. Once you learn it, you've got it. But they're brainwashing these kids in these colleges because they are going in and getting such higher education than everybody else, and it's costing so much that they're right. It's just theoretical that trade schools work. That's so full of shit, but they've got these people believing that. So they got them believing to go to college, and they got them believing that when they get out, there's going to be, oh, I'm going to be sitting on a multi-million dollar home and blah, 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 blah. And when they look around and can't find anything, they don't know what to do but cry.
Well, bro, it's like the same thing, the argument in high school, right? Like, what the fuck do we need history for? That's not going to put food on my plate. It's the same thing. What's that liberal arts degree going to do for you? What is it really going to fucking do for you? Do you have any idea of what type of job, you know, what type of field you can fucking work in? What is that degree going to actually fucking do for you? And they get suckered into it, just like what you said. That's exactly what the fuck it is. They all got brainwashed and suckered into fucking doing this shit, and they racked up all this fucking debt. And it's like, dude, I dig it. I feel bad for you. I'm empathetic. I really am. But it's not my fault you got hustled. It's not my fault. And don't fucking say and rub it in that you're more educated than me, but yet you went and paid hella money for a job that don't exist, as I'm sitting here, you know, kicked out of high school, never went to college, and I'm doing just fine.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a trade, that's the reason. You've got something that you can lean back on. They don't have anything else to lean back on. They've got a piece of paper that they've got a, you're correct. But you know what? they're crying enough that they're getting people to hear them, and then there's people that are believing they shouldn't have the debt.
It's a sympathy flavor. It's one of the emotions that can be exploited. It's all over the place. It's just another form of propaganda. They just go for the people where their brains aren't developed. And think about that, the poor fucking bastards, and then before their brains are even fucking fully developed, they even be able to think.
They start that shit in elementary school, my friend. Why do you think they're taking away the patriotism of the country? They don't want these kids to be proud of where they're at. They don't sing songs in elementary school and junior high anymore that show any patriotism towards this country. All they do is sit there and badmouth it. I went back to college later in life. I went back to college when I was in my late 30s, early 40s, and I sat in classrooms and heard these teachers telling these kids that you shouldn't deal with anybody outside your own race. Don't live in communities unless it's all Hispanic or Black. Only deal with your own. They brainwash these kids into believing that shit, and then they turn around and wonder why everything's so fucked up. Well, they got to kind of look at what's going on.
You know, I have to agree with you there. You know, I'm going to kind of get things a little heated here. You know, they're pushing on an aspect that I, as an American Indian, and Travis is an American Indian.
I told you, Don, they marked me last time as I went to the emergency room. I'm a Black man. I told you. That's what they had me down as.
Well, probably because everybody calls you their brother. You know, Google learns on the moment, man. Google is with it. But, you know, they want to bring back retribution. And, you know, for the African Americans who are really pushing hard for it, the American Indians really aren't giving two shits about it. You know, and I'll start with you, Joe, and then I'll jump to Johnny. What are your thoughts about them bringing that aspect back, and do you think that the African-American community deserves that type of money?
It's a ploy. It's a ploy. All they're doing is promising something that they can never give. Why else would they be promising it in an election year? How come it never happened before? How come all of a sudden now everybody wants retribution or reparations or whatever for anything? Hey, man, shouldn't we pay it to the Japanese? They threw them in internment camps during World War II. I never heard of any Black people outside of slavery being ever thrown into a camp. They never put them in slavery after they got out of after slavery was done. It was done. I never owned any slaves, so why should I pay something for something that happened 200 years ago? You know, 250 years ago, I'm going to pay now? For what? What did I do? Did I do something wrong?
I agree with you 100%. I'm going to take it to, you know, all the panel today on the show is all from California, you know. And I'm sorry, fellas, y'all are from a liberal state. But, you know, I'm going to jump to Cash 916 real quick. You know, Cash, you see these guys in the hood, you know, they're driving $50,000, $60,000 car with $10,000 stereo systems in them, you know, $10,000 worth of rims on them, and they're crying that they deserve retribution money. As a minority, what are your thoughts in that aspect?
Is it those guys that are that are complaining about it? Because the guys that I know that have that don't give two shits about that. You know what I mean? They're just trying to bust their ass and trying to get that, provide that next meal or whatever. You know, so I know a couple guys with some nice cars, man. I know a couple guys that, you know, got some money, and it all comes from them hustling, bro. It all comes from you working, you busting your ass, whatever you're doing. You know what I mean? If you feel entitled to something, what the fuck are you missing there? You know what I mean? What are you missing? Like, you looking for handouts or what? You know, that's what I call it, is a handout, you know? If you want something, man, if you feel like something's owed to you, you know what I mean? Get it. I don't feel like shit's owed to me. I got life. You know what I mean? That's a lot of these people that worry about too much what everybody else has. You know, so fucking what does this dude have that Native Americans get X amount of dollars because they're Native American, whatever the fuck happened, right? Who cares, bro? How is that affecting your lifestyle right now? Everyday life, day to day. We all say that, right? Live life day by day. I take life day by day. How is that affecting your you and the way you're living? You know, why? You want to cry about something? You know? And, of course, the government or whatever political party's throwing that out there is just the 5 votes. You know, they want the African-American vote.
Employed.
You know, how about you do something positive for the African-American community in the hoods? That's how you get their fucking vote. You know what I mean? How about you put yourself in the trenches that you so speak of all the time? You know, don't just throw money at it because, like, you know what I'm going to do with $1,000? You know what the fuck I'm going to do with $1,000? If I was in the hood, that $1,000 would buy me an ounce. You know what that ounce will make me? $800. You know what that $800 is going to? My next ounce. I'm gonna flip that a couple times. That's the mentality of inner city neighborhood people, because they don't have the resources available to them that they do have in other communities, more prominent communities. You know what I mean? They're forced to do other shit than just, you know, work your 9 to 5. Yeah, go work your 9 to 5 at Arby's, bro, and see how much that's gonna make you. You know what I mean? Go to Walmart for $11.50 an hour and see where that's gonna get you. You know?
But you know what? They're crying for higher wages, which isn't gonna get them anything anymore anyhow. What it's gonna do is just drive prices up and make shit more expensive. But when you try to explain but when you try to explain that to these people, they look at you and they laugh like you're an idiot. And it's like, no, man. Hey, think about it. If I'm a business owner and I have to pay you $15 an hour, guess what? Now milk has to go up because I have to pay you $15 an hour. So your milk that used to cost you $5 is going to cost you $12 now. And when you tell them that, they look at you like you're an idiot.
It's true if you just look at it.
I don't know the average age of the panel. I would assume that Don and I are the oldest guys on the panel right now.
Yeah, we are.
And when you start talking about millennials and shit like that, they've been so brainwashed into believing that shit can be given for free that they'll argue with you to the death that it can be given to you for free. Because, look at
freedom is free.
But they don't get it. They've got their brain so twisted into fucking knots that they can't get out from underneath it.
I have to agree with you there. I agree. MF, what are your thoughts, brother?
Man, I think you're spot on. I think you're spot on 100%. You know, but it's like, if the corporations have the power to do that, and that's where the problem is. You know, it's like they want higher wages. Everybody's like, people want money, dude. It's like people are suffering in the streets, like especially like we're all here in California outside of you, Don. You know, it's like shit is fucking ridiculous out here, trying to fucking find a house, trying to find a place to fucking rent. You know, how much everything fucking costs, our damn fucking car registration. You fucking name it, we get taxed for fucking everything. Gas just shot up fucking $2, like literally within a month, like gas just shot up $2. Like annual thing now, Gavin Newsom want to act like, oh, you know, we're going to look into these fucking corporations. It's like, dude, you just had that in the fucking bill that told them they could fucking raise it whenever they want, however they want, with no explanation. And people voted that shit in. But it's like, what are they going to do? You know, and like, everybody else is just let's survive. Like what Johnny was saying, like, I'm from Rosemont, dude. It's like most motherfuckers I grew up like, they're either dead, in jail, ain't shit, hooked on drugs. You fucking name it, dude. It was like select few that got out. And that's even including the motherfuckers that went to college. Like, it was like a black hole, dude. It just sucked everybody in. But people do what they got to do to survive, you know what I mean? Like, we're not going to go to fucking Walmart and get paid fucking $10 an hour and think we're going to live off that shit. Motherfuckers go try to work at gas stations. People work fucking 3 full-time jobs sometimes, you know, just to fucking
get
to get a fucking bullshit apartment. But it's all fucking that money game. The politicians trying to fucking take money from it, and they want us all fighting and bickering and doing this. And like what Joe was saying about the millennials, luckily there's only one of them on this fucking panel right now, and I've done well with unbrainwashing him. you can't blame them, dude, because, like, look at it. I mean, I'm going to go in this order I did last week. You know, we got the baby boomers. They raised Generation X, you know what I mean? The majority of Generation X is who's raising the fucking millennials right now. So can you really blame the fucking millennials? And on top of that, you look at it just technology in general, dude, the fucking internet, how fast things happen for them. You know, instant food, instant fucking communication, instant fucking information. Everything's fucking quick, dude. Like, we all remember having to get up and go fucking change the TV by our damn selves, you know? We were the motherfucking remotes. You know, think about that shit. You know what I mean? And like, fucking, everyone says you're not always going to have a calculator on you. Ha, 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 dickheads. You know? But look at it. So it's like, you can't really blame these kids because they were raised by a generation that was pretty much raised by a generation that fucked us up in the first place. So can you blame the fucking
generation? Yeah, but you know what? Not all of them came out. Yeah, but not all of them came out that way. It was the ones that fell into the fucking trap, because my kid's a millennial and he ain't like that. And the reason was because I told the fucking system, fuck you. I'll raise my kid the way I want. You want to throw me in jail? Throw me in jail, motherfucker. But if my kid does wrong, he gets his ass spanked. I ain't beating my kid, but my kid gets a spanking. My kid should have fear of me because I had fear of my parents. And guess what? Our generation didn't fucking do this shit. Our generation was stupid enough to sit back and let the shit happen by not disciplining their kids. But my kid got disciplined. And I'll tell you what, I've never had anybody that my kid's ever gone to their house ever come to me and tell me that my kid misbehaved. Not once. Not once. My kid's 27 years old now, and I knock on wood that he actually listened to some of the things I said. Because if he was like me, he'd have told me to fuck off, and he would have been a true millennial. And he'd have been walking around yelling he wanted everything for free, too. But he got it through his head that, hey, man, shit isn't for free. You have to work for it. If you don't, you don't get it.
Yeah. Well, we do have one panel member on here that actually does have a family and a few children. You know, Johnny, how hard is it for a parent nowadays to teach his kids the proper values? And what are your thoughts on disciplining your children?
The only troubles I run into is friends of my kids. The way they parent and the way they, you know, what they got going on, because my kids always come back to me, Dad, well, so-and-so's family, you know, does this, you know, and then, you know, so-and-so does this or so-and-so's allowed to do this. And, okay, so here's now let me tell you something, you know. Now let me tell you what's going on or what's going to happen in this house. Or let me tell you the real shit. I'm not going to fucking sugarcoat nothing. You guys all know me, you know. This is my first time meeting Joe. What's up, Joe? But, you know,
hey.
I don't sugarcoat not a goddamn thing, bro. You know, even to, like, the foul language, bro, you're going to run into it. My first wife was sheltered her whole life and all that stuff. The first time she got a job, bro, she was shell-shocked. She didn't know. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to do that to my kids, man. And as a discipline goes, you know, dude, an ass whooping ain't never hurt nobody. You know, my kid's going to know, if I do that and I get in trouble and I get my ass whooped, I don't want that ass whooping again. You know, granted, some kids need more ass whoopings than others. You know what I mean? But that's what makes, once the hard-headed ones, once they learn, oh, shit, once it snaps, you know, they start clicking, that becomes a more passionate person. You know what I mean? It's like, they're hard-headed. And it takes hard-headed people to fucking stand up for the right shit, dude. You know what I mean? That's how I take it.
Hey, I don't know if Don and everybody on the panel, I know I'm spouting off and blah, blah, blah. But,
oh, you're good, bro.
Don, you and I are probably the only ones that will understand what the saying is that I'm about to say, because we lived it. It takes a tribe to raise a child. When we were growing up, the neighbor would snatch you up and take you home by your fucking collar. They wouldn't fuck around. You did something wrong and the neighbor caught you, the neighbor would snatch you up and take you home. You weren't only afraid of your parents, you were afraid that the neighbor was going to catch you doing something wrong.
Now your
neighbor's just filming you. Putting that shit on YouTube.
Not only that, though, you know, and I'm going to jump in here real quick. You know, there was a process in American history that most people don't understand, nor do they want to believe. But back in Joe and I's era, the principal or the teacher could take a paddle to your ass. They could actually beat your ass at school without having to ask your parents. Do you think that aspect should be reinstilled in our schooling and education system today? And I'll start with you, the millennial, Travis Highland.
I think you got to have to pay fucking teachers more if you expect them to be hitting kids. You know, I went on.
These kids will fight you.
And the thing is I've just been on a rant about how about how fucking broken our education system is from, you know, grade school all the way up until the high school level, you know. The people who are educating our children, we have absolutely fucking impoverished. And these are the same kind of people that, you know, that Johnny is talking about, you know. There's so many teachers who are scratching and just barely being able to survive and fucking get by and feed themselves. That it's like, you know, at that point, I think we have to get away from the, you know, we need a giant revamp in our education system. And people and communities of people need to come together and, you know, take a more active role in education and in teaching their children what the fuck to do. I mean, even in Japan, they don't start testing and, like, giving their children homework until the third or fourth grade. Because they believe that the first 8 years of your life, you teach a kid how to be a good person. You teach them how to think. You teach them how to fucking clean up and take care of themselves, to be self-sufficient. You know, and it's not about all the bullshit that we got to go through here, where it's like our education system is made to put people in factories, and we don't have any fucking factory jobs anymore.
Go figure.
It's used right at this point just to brainwash these fucks. I went to a graduation at UCLA. Huge. You guys, everybody's heard of UCLA. Segregated graduation, Hispanic only. I swear to you, I sat in that thing for 3.5 hours and heard them just badmouth every other person, every other race except Hispanic for 3.5 hours. I finally had enough. I stood up and said, hey, fuck this shit. I felt a pull on my sleeve, and I looked down, and it was my dad, and the words that came out of his mouth were, hey, man, remember the Alamo. And all I could do was laugh because they sat there for 3.5 hours and taught nothing but hate. That's all they did was preach it for the whole time. So broken, it's broken from elementary school all the way through the college system. They'd have to take these teachers and reteach the teachers. Because the curriculum that they're being given is by the government. The government should have nothing to do with how schools are run. That's my opinion.
Oh, most definitely. Joe, I'm going to let you say your final farewells or final thoughts as we're getting ready to wrap the show up here in a minute. If there's anything else you'd like to add to today's program. I'm sorry for putting you on the spot, boss, but I know this is something that is very near and dear to your heart, so if you have anything to add, the floor is yours, homie.
Hey, guys, if I started off and I was interrupting any of you, I apologize.
No, you're good.
And I appreciate your guys' times. Don, you caught me right in the middle. I was just leaving Home Depot. I'm finishing up a handyman job right now. I got three jobs myself, guys, and I'm 52 years old, and I still have to work three jobs in order to live in California. All I have to say to all of you is, hey, man, it sounds like we all have the same thought process and are on the same wavelength when it comes to what's going on right now. All we can do at this point in time, in my opinion, is sit back and pray that things work out the way that they should. We all still do live, I believe, in a great country. It could be better. I believe that we're all being pitted against each other because if I'm watching you, I'm not watching that motherfucker stick his hand in our pocket every time they turn around. If I can keep us fighting each other, it's less chances we're going to catch them doing wrong. People need to pull together and start looking at what's being done instead and act upon it that way. If people come together as a group, you can't fuck us all. You might get a few, but you're not going to get everyone. The gentleman with the kids, everybody that has kids, homeschool them. Fuck the school system. Don't give them your money because they ain't doing nothing for your kid. They're just making your kid a brainwashed robot. That's all I got to say, people. Hey, Don, thanks for calling. Everybody have a great evening, have a great day, and have a great weekend.
I love you, brother, man. You too, man. Tell Robin I said hi, and I'll holler at you later, homie.
All right, brother. Take care, guys.
All right, peace.
Thanks.
Man, what did y'all think of my sponsor?
That's the we've been on with Joe before.
Oh yeah, that's right. Once before. Oh, Johnny.
Yeah.
You're a man that thinks of different ways. What are your thoughts and perceptions of Joe's analogies?
Joe brought us a lot of good analogies. It's always good to find somebody that, you know, that has their own views and that's going to stick to them and their own beliefs because they don't waver. You know what I mean? That's what they're grounded in. That's what they want to do. But he's also open-minded and he hears shit from other points of view. You know what I mean? And that's good for everybody. You know, if we're all closed-minded, then it would have been exactly like what he was saying. We'll be against each other instead of looking at the whole big picture. You know what I mean? If I'm so worried about what the fuck Joe was saying and if it offends me or not, and it wasn't the truth, it's the truth in his eyes. You know what I mean? But if I'm so worried about what he's saying, then what does that take away? That takes away from me looking at shit at a better aspect and at, you know, make a better decision. If I just so worried about what, you know, what he's going on. But no, yeah, great analogies, dude. Like, yeah, no complaints, man. You know, I like how he was telling, like how he was describing things. Because a lot of people don't describe it like that. You don't get in depth. Some people want to be too politically correct or not. You know, it's just be you. What do we preach here on the show all the time? Just be you.
Yeah. You know, and the crazy thing is, it's coming from a multiple business owner, a man that's deep rooted in the sport, and you know. He's not afraid to speak his mind like most. You know, MF, you've been on the show with him before. You know, I feel he's pretty much spot on everything. I mean, I think he's a tremendous aspect. I think we should add him to the show more often. But what were your takeaways from his thoughts?
I like it. I like how he was, you know, he was him. He was honest. You could hear in his voice there was passion behind what he was saying. So it's like, you know, he brought up good points, too. So I was kind of, you know, getting lost into what he was saying a good chunk of the time, dude, because just the way he was talking, how he felt about it, like, you could totally tell, like, that was, like what Johnny said, that was the truth in that man's eyes. I like how cynical he is. I really do. You know, and I also like how he sees things for how they are, not how he wishes they could be. You know, I definitely think it was a good conversation.
Travis?
Yeah, man, I got to agree. You know, it just shows that, like, exactly what we're always saying about just being genuine and speaking your truth. You know, we can agree on 90% of things and still be friends, even though we have a 10% disagreement on this or that, you know. And even with him, it's like I feel like we agreed on everything and we were all just approaching it from different sides, you know, like just kind of like the show always ends out to be. And so it doesn't have to be a you versus me, you know, everybody versus everybody kind of aspect. It's like, you know, do the same things. Take care of the people in your community, you know. Be strong in your convictions and your morals, you know. Treat people fucking good, you know. I mean, there is a natural fucking law to everything, and that's don't be a fucking asshole. You know, keep to your fucking self. Work hard. You know, don't fucking steal. Don't rape. Don't murder. It's fucking so simple and so obvious for everyone out there. But it's just gotten lost in all this bullshit, man.
Yeah, you know, I have to agree with you. You know, before we wrap up today's show, there's one thing that just chaps my ass. And it's a four-letter word. And
should use live.
It has everybody in an uproar. You know, you look at Make America Again, I can't even speak today. Make America Great Again hats. And I saw a video, I think we spoke about it a little bit last week, where the teacher told a student he had to take the hat off or leave the class, and he said, why? I'm here to learn. And so the teacher picked up the whole class and moved the class and left the student in there by himself. Why is it that there's so much hatred towards a basic symbol of an American thought?
I'll take it. I've talked about it before. It's symbolism. You know what I mean? It's not necessarily the hat itself. It's like, no matter what, whoever wears the hat may feel like, oh, it's a righteous thing. You know, damn well, there are some racist motherfuckers that are using that just for that fucking purpose as well. So it goes on fucking both sides. But when people look at the hat outside of the, like, the actual people wearing them, it's a symbol of hate, dude. It represents, you know, like, people, what do they call it? I can't think of the fucking word, but they've said, like, white hoods were similar, you know what I mean? So it's a lot of people fear that fucking hat. They know, no matter how you look at it, they fear what it represents to them, and that's their truth. And at the same time, it's like, okay, I get what the people wearing the hat is, whatever, but they also got to look at it. It's like, no matter how just you may feel about the shit, no matter how righteous you may feel and feel like you're not doing anything wrong, it's like you can unknowingly provoke somebody, you know, or unknowingly cause harm to somebody, but just because you didn't know you did it, does it make it any less tragic? You know what I mean? So it's like they may have good intentions, but not everybody's going to view that hat with good intentions. So there's going to be blowback. There's going to be situations on that shit. And if people are so innocent behind it and they understand that, why are they wearing it in the fucking first place? Like, I get what they're talking about. Like, I totally do. You know what I mean? I know a bunch of fucking staunch Republicans by damn self that talk about fucking MAGA and everything else. But I'm like, if you truly understand that these other people who view that hat that, like, that way, that it's going to cause problems, it's going to cause friction, why are you wearing it? It doesn't matter if you unknowingly affect somebody. If it still affects somebody, guess what? It fucking, you can't erase it. You know what I mean? So why fucking do it in the first place? And if you're so innocent, why play it off? You know, and at the same time, like what fucking Joe was talking about, people being brainwashed in schools. Guess what? There are fucking schools that are brainwashing kids on the right as well. You know, because what the fuck does a 16-year-old have to do with a political movement? Real shit. Yo ass should be focusing on, you know, what you're doing in fucking high school and learn how to drive. Yo ass, no, stay yo dumb ass out of politics. You got no fucking business being there. And if you don't know no better and you're just wearing that hat and you don't know no better, then that probably means your parents are using you for some kind of political fucking movement on their part to look good for their fucking, you know, faction of fucking people. It's a fucking joke. It's a joke. Like, I get it. And all this shit happens because of it. There's fucking people on the fucking, you know, MAGA side that get vilified, or not vilified, what's the fucking word? But that fucking shit they had with the kid getting the shit hauled out of him by the Native American, you know what I mean? Like, it all ended up being fucking a hoax and bullshit anyway. Like, it was a fucking lie. But nobody cared about that. But at the same time, there's racist motherfuckers with a hat committing fucking crimes and fucking atrocities against fucking minority groups all the fucking time. But now the media only wants to touch on the hot buttons. So it's like the shit that's really happening isn't getting fucking showed on both sides. Why? Everybody's sitting there fucking bickering and arguing about a motherfucking hat. No, we're cripping and blooding again. Like, we're getting angry over a motherfucking hat. Like, what kind of nonsense is that? But it represents so much, you know what I mean? In a lot of people's eyes, it represents so much. And that's why I say it's like symbolism, dude. Because how could a fucking picture of a cross, or, you know, like a fucking picture, like a little fucking symbol for Islam, or any of those other symbols, people see what they see. There's like a swastika and fucking, what was it, a Tibet?
Yeah.
The swastika and a Tibetan fucking symbol, it's the same fucking symbol, but they're just turned in different directions and they have different meanings. But because the Nazis took that symbol, at least 98% of people, if they were to see the Tibetan version, they would instantly see a swastika. In this country, that's how they would see it. But you go over to Asia, they see a swastika and they're just like, oh, somebody misdrew this symbol. You know, like it goes on different parts of the fucking world, dude, but that's what the MAGA hat is. It's a symbol of fucking hate right now. And either people are fucking too dumb to realize it, or they just really have sinister fucking means behind why they're wearing it in the first place.
Most definitely. You know, I know Travis probably feels exactly the same way as you do. Johnny, what are your thoughts?
Bro, I'm glad. I'm glad. Pretty much exactly the way MF brought it. But I'm glad he brought up, are we cripping and blooding again? Because here's how I look at it. That hat means about the same exact thing as a bandana would. You know what I mean? Let me roll up anywhere with a bandana around my head, and what does everybody think? Gangster. Put a red or blue. Let me give. You know what I'm saying? Don, put a bandana. Wear a bandana hanging from the back of your pants the next time you go out and see the fucking amount of looks, stares, prejudgments that you get. Are you a fucking gangster? No. Are you we call you gangster. You know what I'm saying? That's different. But, like, real certified active gang member, no, you're not. But, you know, if you have a flag, if you have a bandana, well, people think you are. Because you're fucking a minority, you're damn right they will. And that's exactly how people think when they see that hat. Especially if you're a minority and you see all the shit that's come with that hat, it's the exact same thing to me, bro.
Well, and that's 16-year-old fucking kids, you know what I mean? They're kids in fucking high school. What business do they have even understanding what the fuck that hat and fucking any type of politics anyway?
Hey, that's, dude, look, I have kids, dude. I have fucking, my kids look white. I have one kid that looks Mexican. You know what I mean?
Oh, my kids look
the red hair one.
You know, yeah, and I have a blonde. You know what I mean? But if you think about it, bro, I wouldn't let either of them have a fucking bandana. You know what I mean? Because I know,
right,
even though they look white, even though they look white, people might just, you know.
It's the same thing in Rosemont. You see a white dude with a bandana, it's like I'm already known. I'm like, yeah, this fool either thinks he's banging or he's really banging, but either way, it's like, you know, it draws attention to your fucking dumbass. Same thing with that fucking hat.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you wearing it for? You already know what it's going to do, you know? And real gangs are moving silence anyway. I ain't trying to flash no shit on, dude.
But that's where I'm coming from, like with the hat aspect. That's what I think about it. You may have good intentions, but you fucking know deep down inside what that it matches your red suspenders and your Doc Martens, motherfucker. That's what it does.
Right.
You know what I'm so that's what I'm saying. That's what exactly you think of a white supremacist. You think of a fucking shaved head. You think of those red suspenders. You think of those Doc Martens. Come on, bro. It's a fucking uniform, and that hat is moving its way to that uniform, bro.
Yeah, no, you could be the most nicest motherfucker in the world, you know, a hell of people, but it's like, you rock and shit like that, like, we're all going to look at you like you're fucking racist. Yeah, it's just the way it fucking works. You wear that hat, you wear that bandana, you know, I mean, you're shagging your fucking pants like a fucking, you know, like a fool, like a gangster, like running with shit. I see you fucking grabbing your waist all the time, like, I'm going to think you're packing something. Like, it's just the way
for
it fucking
sure,
goes.
Bro.
So if you understand it does that, why fucking do it?
I've seen people, hardworking people, use a bandana for what it's intended for. You know what I mean?
Why feel
I'm fucking bald. I don't want sunburn on my head. And I've seen these poor dudes get pressed on something serious. I've seen these dudes get, you know, get packed out serious. Oh, bro, no, it's not like that. Fuck you. Bah, bah, bah. Yeah, it is like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro, does anybody say anything about that? No. No. Let a minority fire on a white dude with a MAGA hat on, or what's that? You know what I'm saying? So it's the same shit, bro. It's the same shit. We just look at it from different angles. I know what the fuck this bandana means, so why would I have a red one on and drive through a Crip neighborhood or a Southern Mexican neighborhood? What are they going to think? You know what I mean? That's taunting a motherfucker. That's what you don't do. You know, that's what gets people smacked.
As I'm saying, the poor bastards just getting fucking manipulated by their parents, because that's the only reason those fucking kids would even know anything in the first place. You know what I mean? These fucking bullshit-ass parents fucking manipulate them into fucking doing shit and believing the fucking brainwashing and whatever. And then they go there, and it's a hotbed. You know, it's like, you know damn well, everybody looks at that fucking hat like it's going to be fucking violence and hate and white supremacy and nationalism and fucking blah, 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 blah. You know it.
Yeah.
How are you going to go there? You're either super fucking ignorant of what it actually means, or you really got some sinister intentions. You know what I mean? And it's like, I'm trying to get attention, or I'm trying to do this. Maybe I'm trying to get fucking paid like that fucking kid did, you know what I mean? Like, maybe that kid came from a fucking family that knew better. You know, I'm just going to sit here and fucking take this shit because we're going to be able to sue later.
Did you ever think that maybe that kid's parents wanted him to get his ass whooped that day? So his dad put on a little cat and another body.
I'm telling you what I'm saying to sit about. Just so you know what, the kid do his homework last week.
Well, I've told my kids, you motherfuckers ain't tough, bro. I'm going to show you tough. Let me drop you. Yeah, for real. Let me drop you off over here. Or his parents may have been like, oh, you want to be like that? Okay, show me your fucking real. Put that hat on and go to this rally. Bro, I swear to God, I told my kids, bro, don't try to act all tough with me, bro. I'm the toughest motherfucker you know. I'm the toughest motherfucker
right.
you know. You know what I'm saying? So don't play that shit with me. And exactly. You want to be gangster, bro? I'm going to show you gangster, man. You know?
Right.
But,
I'm going to make you get that gangster shit. You're going to show me.
You don't know. Bro, I don't like that gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? A real motherfucker does not like that shit, bro. I'm just saying. Even the gangsters don't want to be gangsters. That's all they had. You know what I mean? So, hey, it's what it is, bro. You know, fuck that hat. That's what I said.
I feel you. You know, time to wrap things up here. I'm going to toss the mic to Mr. Millennial, Travis Hyland. Anything you got to add to the program before we bounce out of here, brother?
Oh, man, no. I mean, just kind of like I said last week, you know, people have to move away from fucking mainstream journalism, and you have to find good people that you like and that you trust and you know are fucking honorable and have integrity. You know, you have to really, really select your journalists these days for, you know, and make sure that they're unbiased. Don't believe any fucking thing that Rachel Maddow tells you anymore, because she's a known liar like fucking most of these people.
Especially when she cries and she just can't continue on with her program. That's so fucking hilarious. MF, your final thought of the week, bro?
Well, since we've been talking on the subject, you know, we always talk about you be you. You know, that's kind of the way it works, because you offer something that nobody else can. But it comes with more than that, you know what I mean? Yeah, I've learned it fucking later on. I'm sure fucking 10 years my perspective will change, but it's like, you got to be you, but you got to understand you're going to change. So it's like, you got to embrace that change. You got to embrace the growth that life wants to fucking do for you, you know, that it wants to push you through. But a lot of people just fight at you, and they try to stay, you know, sedentary and not fucking focus on growing, learning, doing anything more, you know, like, try to follow your passions. It doesn't matter what it is, you know what I mean? If you got to make a living to follow your passion, then fucking do it, you know? Find fucking something. But anybody can do it, but just be you in the fucking process and just be willing to accept the change and the growth.
Shout out to Joe, man. That's why we get along, you know? If you're a fucking honest person with a real, well-thought-out opinion, we'll always fucking get along.
I think he's got too much faith in humanity, though. I still think that.
Cash, your final thought of the show, brother?
My final thought is change with the time. Don't let the time change you.
I like that. Well, with that being said, gentlemen, we've already gone almost 20 minutes over. I truly appreciate today's show. I appreciate my sponsor, Joe Rice, letting us pick his brain for a moment. With that being said, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining today's show. Until next week, it's been fun, homies.
Hello.
Holla at you. Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, you might not agree with every topic discussed on today's show, but it's live, it's unscripted, and that's the way we roll. With that being said, have a good day, and God bless.
I'm in the booth. I'm in the booth. Say something on the mic. Booth. Say something heavy.
Oh, yo, 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 that's what I'm talking about. My young boy up in the booth. He just ain't kicking live.
Whip bomb, I get deported. Fish me alive, less than anointed.